This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How's Alex Cora yesterday? Discussing the trio of prospects the Red Sox have knocking on the door of the big leagues. Meyer, Campbell, Roman Anthony, in whatever order. We'll get to the Red Sox here shortly. Final hour, Jones and Keefe. We got Grab Bag and Clip du Jour on the way. WEEI Afternoons takes over at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for it. You can check out on the Odyssey app Keefe's top 10 most anticipated shows for the rest of 2025. He's tweeted them out, at Keefe21. In fairness, this text was from before the list, Keith.
Okay.
But they did say, imagine taking show recommendations from an adult that watches wrestling.
That's right.
Which...
Dude, wrestling's a great show. It is. It's a soap opera with fighting.
Storylines galore is what it is.
For these people, I always enjoy... what do you like? I'm curious. What do you like? You like the fine arts?
Yeah, yeah, right? The Four Nations.
You can't knock wrestling and turn around and watch any comic book movie ever.
Or anything.
Or, right.
It's all storytelling.
Wrestling isn't trying to pretend to be anything anymore.
Correct.
It's well known that it's strictly entertainment.
Part of the thing. Nobody's trying to tell you that all the results aren't predetermined.
Not to channel Terp here, but maybe they're pure sports guys. You're pure sports.
Could be. No, that strikes me as
the purest of pure.
That is I like Chicago PD, Chicago Fire,
pure
Chicago
hoops.
Medical. I sit at home and I watch all these ones. Yeah.
People do that.
CSI Miami, CSI New York, NCIS. Yeah. That's what you watch?
I watch the four majors. Yeah. I watch Fox News. I watch CNN.
That's right. I get everything I need right there. What are you watching?
Yeah, I should start watching those. That feels like a lot of shows about Chicago.
Because I'm fine.
There's so much going on in Chicago. You got all that covered. Yeah.
I'm starting to think it's a shared universe of some sort. There might be some crossovers.
This 3 hours? I got to watch 3 hours on what's going on in Chicago every week.
Like when the dog on Empty Nest would run through the Golden Girls set.
You're like, wait a minute.
One of the great crossovers ever. Like, wait a minute. They live in the same neighborhood.
So if you're not going to dismiss the list just based on Keefe's affinity for wrestling, again, you can check that out.
No, but send me what shows you like, in all seriousness. Because I'm not telling you have to like all these shows. These are shows that I like. These are the shows that I'm anticipating. But if you hate these shows or you don't want to listen to my advice because I watched the Royal Rumble, I'm just curious.
I'll say this. I'm somebody who is listening to Keith's advice on these shows, and I've very much enjoyed Severance. I know it's already started.
That's right, but that was one I was promoting.
That was just me listening to Keith's advice. I'd sign off on it. Yeah. I'm not sure I sign off on the Red Sox plan this offseason of not spending any money. I do think the plan of letting the kids get to the major league level. And this is what we're going to do. This is the new business model in Boston, where we get cost-controlled players, we pay them early, we build it up like the Astros and the Rays, and I don't think you should have to do it that way in Boston, but if that's your plan, that's a viable plan. The Cubs did it that way, the Astros did it that way, the Rays haven't broke through and won, they've gotten to a World Series, choked it away, but if that's your plan, I think it's viable. But I feel like they give mixed messages all over the place on this.
Oh, yeah.
Where, okay, the prospects are almost here. Now we're trading them for Garrett Crochet, which I personally am on board with. I love that trade. I think it's a great trade. But don't tell me prospects, prospects, prospects. Kyle Teal is part of the big three. And then trade away one of those big three when he's knocking on the door of the big leagues. That's inconsistent. The other end of it, and I guess we don't know this yet, but I'll make a bold prediction.
Okay.
And say, none of these guys are breaking camp with the big club. Alex Cora just said, and he said this yesterday, but we just played it for you. Well, you know, there's no timeline for when you reach the majors. It could be at 21. It could be 24. This and that. The goal is to break camp with the team. None of those three are breaking camp. No matter what they do in spring training.
I know.
None of those three are breaking camp with the team. And that is frustrating because I don't need to watch a month of the names we brought up yesterday. Vaughn Grissom at second base
Jeepers.
To manipulate service time.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rob Refsnyder
starting games in right field over Roman Anthony to manipulate service time, that would frustrate me.
Yeah, no, I know. And I just feel like now I'm in a weird spot where I've wanted the team to spend money over the last few years, and you're like screaming yourself hoarse about them spending money, and they're still not spending money. But this whole time, they've also kind of dangled this carrot of these top prospects. There was two, then there was three, then there was four. There was a core four. And then so trading one of those guys away, you can still have that same path. And you and I both like the Crochet move, but you still have three guys, but you're still not spending money. I think the reason why they keep saying there's an urgency or they're saying they're full throttle is because they think that's going to at least appease the fan base, because this isn't a market where you can just get by with all these last place finishes and people just kind of like looking the other way, like Houston or Kansas City or some of the other ones that have done this. So they're trying to say the right things, but their actions are all doing the opposite. And yet I find myself now being like, all right, just play the kids. Let me see the kids.
So me too. And so I think they're pissing everyone off. The people who are like, yeah.
No, right.
Prospects. Well, now they just traded some of their prospects, granted, for a young pitcher in Garrett Crochet, who I personally am excited about. I heard Arcan talking about this last night. Like, he ticked off all the – like, this could be Beckett. You know, this could be, a stud pitcher you're getting in their prime, like Chris Sale, which Sukora compared him to.
Yep.
Which is a dangerous comp, but I get it. You know, even – I don't think it's this level of impact, and it's a different stage in his career. Schilling. Like, you could be getting that guy. So I acknowledge all of that. But there were a lot of people who were – horny for the prospects, and now you're trading prospects. And then, oh, well, Roman Anthony could break camp with the big club. And he could hit 500 in this spring training, and he's probably going to start in Worcester to manipulate service time. So you're going to piss off all those fans.
Yeah.
And if that's really your plan, it's not my favorite, but okay, at least you have a plan. That's not even a plan. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. And it's just to satiate fans who they know fall in love with Baseball America prospect rankings and things of this nature, and they're going to wind up alienating those fans too. And so I think it's just they're trying to keep everybody happy, and in the end they're just going to wind up frustrating everybody.
Everyone's mad.
Yeah.
And they also made it worse by pretending to be in on Juan Soto. Like, what was that? What did that accomplish?
Right.
So like you
That's
were
another
willing
great example
to
of it.
Really spend that kind of money? It's like, okay. So
that's another great example of trying to keep people happy. And maybe in the short term, it did rope in people like me.
Yeah.
But then you say, we're going to spend $700 million.
No, we're not.
You weren't even close. You spent nothing else.
No.
You spent $11 million on Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then you look at it and go, oh, so you were just lying to me the whole time. And it does eventually, even if you held off the dogs for a little bit.
Right.
It was so short-sighted.
It's crazy, though, to think that you were going to spend $700 million or at least put that out there that you'd be willing to do that. And I don't think any sane Sox fan would say, all right, now spend $700 on the rest of the free agents. Well, no, they might not be worth it and whatever. You don't need to throw a bunch of bad contracts.
How about more than $11 million?
Right.
Yeah.
How about, I mean, not even half. How about like $200 million? $100 million? Like, you know, who else are you going to bring in here? Like, nobody. It's kind of astonishing that they're just rolling it back. They can pin it all on Garrett Crochet, which is nice, but that's not a financial move. That was a baseball move. That was one like you gotta say, as much as we clown on Breslow, like, okay, he was willing to trade one of the top prospects. Good. He got a pitcher who's right now cheap, but won't be for long, and he helped out a need. Great. But you have plenty of other needs, which none of them were addressed. Even Chapman. That's not even a wash because you lost Martin and Jansen and you added Chapman. You're still down a guy.
I think I forgot about Chris Martin. I personally think just losing Jansen is a downgrade, one for one there. But yeah, you're right. It's a net negative when you factor in both guys you lost.
The only thing that is better is the starting rotation. Super important. So I'm not trying to say like, oh, the only thing. Like, but that's it. If you look at hitting, defense, bullpen, and starting pitching, like those four areas, if you will, the only one that has been improved is pitching. The defense is the same. The hitting is
lineup
essentially
is
the same, although you lost 31 dongs with
lineup
Tyler O'Neill.
Arguably worse without O'Neill.
So maybe a little bit worse. And then the bullpen is worse.
So, and the pitching, and you can say this about any rotation, but I would say it specifically about Crochet, who's had Tommy John and was shut down by the White Sox last year. And Walker Buehler, who just worked his way back from Tommy John and didn't pitch very well when he came back until the postseason. I would even say those two guys, if you're really banking on them doing significant things, I feel much better about Crochet. I like both moves that they made. Those guys are far from a lock, is what I would say there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get to Craig Breslow and his thoughts on this being a playoff team, see if we agree. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. By the way, we were talking about this in the last break. I wasn't sure if it was official. I saw he had interviewed. Matt Patricia is officially the defensive coordinator. I shouldn't say official. The school hasn't announced it yet. Pete Thamel has the report, though. Ohio State finalizing a deal to hire Matt Patricia as their new D coordinator.
I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
What is Ryan Day doing? What is he doing?
Who
was the D coordinator?
That's what I was just going to ask. Who'd they lose? I know they lost Chip Kelly. Who was their D coordinator that they lost?
I don't know.
They got to plug in Matt Patricia.
Was it the guy that took the he left. Did he go to Penn State?
I don't know.
Who is the guy?
Something tells me they won't be repeating with Matt Patricia.
No.
On that side.
No. What is he doing? Why would he go with him? So he goes from Chip Kelly to Brian Hartline on offense.
And why isn't he following Bill to UNC?
So Jim Knowles.
Yeah, he went to Penn State. You're right, Keith.
Took the same job at Penn State. Odd. National title. Lateral move to a rival.
Got to be a money thing. Got to be Penn State's offering him way more.
Yeah.
I mean, I know nothing about. I don't even know the guy's name, but
weird,
that's got to be a money thing.
Yeah. So apparently, Brian Hartline and a guy named Keenan Bailey are his offensive and co-offensive coordinators. Also strange. And
I think Hartline was the co-offensive coordinator for a couple years.
He wasn't calling plays though.
No,
right. Chip Kelly was. Like, so now he is, and now they have another guy waiting. And maybe that's just smart.
So they've done the co-coordinator thing.
Okay, all right. So they've done that before. But yeah, Matt Patricia and Ryan Day. I don't really. What's the connection there? I mean,
I've no
Chip
idea.
Kelly is like friendly with Belichick, but like, I don't know.
Why isn't Patricia at UNC? The guy licks the dog crap off Bill Belichick's shoes.
Well, what
Steve
role
is DC?
Yeah, Steve's
probably.
Is DC.
Okay, but like, couldn't Patricia do something there?
OC.
No, I mean, just like GM. Like, what? He was signing.
Freddie Kitchens, you're done, son.
He was signing contracts here in New England. Like, you figure.
Lombardi.
I understand, but could he do something? He doesn't want to be a part of what's going on at UNC? That's weird.
Yeah. Maybe he thinks the Jordan thing's weird too. Maybe he's like, I'm out.
Oh, now he does. He's been doing a podcast with Bill the whole year. All of a sudden, he woke up and thought it was weird.
You know, they just had their meet anniversary. She tweeted about that.
I saw you text me that. Yeah.
No, M E E T. Jesus, Nick. The hell's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't know what you
said. The show's on during the day. No, the meet anniversary is when they met.
Yeah, you can say it again.
I do like that name for it, though.
Still sounds awful. Yeah. Yeah, talk about that some more.
This is when we dated.
Yeah.
3 days later was the meet anniversary.
We went on a date.
Our first date was on a Monday. Our meet anniversary was Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it's true. If you're the first day you met is the same day as your meet anniversary. As your meet anniversary, that is.
All right.
That is.
You're doing all right.
I mean, look, ladies, you do what you want.
So,
but that's.
She had a wild post on her Instagram.
Yeah.
So she said February 11th, 2025, then an arrow pointing to February 11th, 2021.
Nice.
So she was 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy meet-iversary at Bill Belichick.
Also,
cheers. I'm not done. Cheers with a cheersing emoji to the fact that you still let me give you lengthy philosophical lectures for 4 years later.
Oh, okay, good.
You ready for the hashtags?
Uh-huh.
Hashtag love is not logical.
Nope.
Hashtag even though it kind of is.
No.
Hashtag ironic. Hashtag I fill to fill. P-H-I-L.
Don't.
P-H-I-L.
Don't plug that in on Pornhub.
And then a, like, when you make a heart with your hands emoji.
I search those hashtags every day. They're easy. They're convenient. You learn a lot about people with those hashtags. Yeah.
Even though it kind of is.
What did she say? Long philosophical chats?
Yeah. Hashtag love is not logical. Hashtag even though it kind of is.
See, like, that
hashtag
makes her
ironic.
I see why people are like, she is such a great, like, high-level thinker.
Seriously.
And philosophical and all these things.
She might be, but she looks like she's learning hashtags. be a very smart person. Her hashtag game needs work.
What
Bill
is
actually posted this one.
What is I fill to fill?
I shudder to look that up while I'm here in Brighton. I'll do that on my own time. Thank
did
you
see the Sunday conversation with Brady?
I did.
Caleb Pressy is like hysterical. So he does his Sunday conversations. He had Brady, and his question at the end, you should watch the whole thing, find it on YouTube, but he was like, if Belichick's girlfriend asked you to, would you rent a car for her? Jesse and Tom Brady like not want to answer and even like even have anything
but
to say?
I think he eventually was like
sure
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Sure.
If Bill needed it. Pretty good.
I'd rent a car for her.
Oh,
that is a nightmare. She's just closing
in
on that.
I feel to Phil. This is the only
Jesus,
post with a hashtag I feel to Phil.
Typo, maybe.
Yeah.
Typo.
Could be. Meetiversary.
That's, you know what that is? That's an inside joke of some sort.
I feel to Phil and meetiversary. This is...
Maybe they were doing random baseball player.
We're losing our FCC license over this.
Maybe they were doing random baseball player and they both came up with Phil Plantier. And then now it's become like an inside joke with them.
That's what it is.
Hashtag I feel to Phil.
They're playing along one day.
Hashtag I feel to Phil.
Okay, so Bill's meetiversary is on.
Oh,
the
and
table.
Then also it's a photo, not to belabor it, it's a photo of just his hand on her waist from the NFL honors thing.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on.
Uh-huh. And then
so it's not like he was dying. It's not like one of those photos. I hate when people do that, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
His hand on her waist and then her hand on his hand, and it's just like a pile of rings.
When I dip, you dip, we dip. That's what that sounded like.
Yeah, yeah,
correct.
Okay, nice. So there's that.
Yeah.
There's Matt Patricia.
A lot going on.
At Ohio State and not the University of North Carolina.
No, bit of a surprise. Well,
I think it
is. Daniels.
Well, you don't sound very surprised. You're like, yeah, well, Steve's there and Lombardi's there, so obviously he's not there. I thought we all thought he was going to UNC.
I did. Well, no, I did. If you had a bet North Carolina or the field, I probably still would have taken North Carolina, but I would have said you'd have to come up with another role because the two roles that I think would have suited him are going to his son and to Lombardi. So
you make a good point about offensive coordinator.
Did you hear when he was on with Portnoy? This is another Barstool
yes.
thing, but he was just, even Patricia was like, yeah, that was kind of,
he's like, I don't know about that.
He kind of laughed about
it. I give Portnoy credit for asking about
it. Yeah.
He's like, what was that? He's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Patricia's like, dude,
that was wild.
Yeah.
I don't know why that
happened. I'll do anything for Bill except work for him at UNC.
Gruden actually had a good answer on that. Gruden was basically like, yeah, these defensive guys think offense is easy. Like, so and then they kind of like laughed about it. But like Gruden, I think, was like,
well,
half right.
The Patriots haven't necessarily learned anything because they're putting McAdoo on defense.
Yeah, in like a weird, whatever. What is a senior advisor or assistant advisor or whatever?
Who the hell knows? Yeah. But apparently they've learned nothing from that. Red Sox have learned nothing, I think, as well from their lack of spending over the last couple of years. Do you think their playoff team is currently constituted?
I'll say yes.
I also say yes.
I'll say yes. I've gone back and forth on it because I wish they would add a little bit more. I also understand that Jaren Duran might not have a top 10 MVP type of season again this year. So, like, I don't know. You can't, just like we're seeing with the Bruins this year, you can't take everybody's career year and assume it's going to happen again. But I'll say the addition of Crochet and Walker Buehler gives them a couple more. That, they might only need a few more wins.
Agreed.
So if they get 86 wins,
I think they're a playoff
team. 87 wins?
I think they're a playoff team. I'll give them that.
Yeah, so I think they are.
But like they have no margin for error.
No.
You can't have injuries. You can't have anybody drop off. And that's
and
not,
you need like one of those young guys to like really kind of break
that
through.
That also just
maybe
shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should, well, we're a playoff team. And I get it. Anybody can get into the playoffs and go on a run. You can go on a run to win the World Series like the Rangers. You can go on a run to get to the World Series like the Diamondbacks. I get that. That shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be to make yourself World Series caliber, not just maybe we're 50-50 to sneak into the playoffs. I'd lean to the positive side of that. Yeah, it's the odds are there's juice on the side of the Red Sox making the playoffs. I think when Terp was telling us this yesterday, it was minus money on the Red Sox binary yes or no making the playoffs. So, okay, fine. You're probably a playoff team. What are you going to do once you get there? And you have no margin for error. That's not the way to build a team. 617-779-7937. Well, first of all, people said, I thought this show was on right after Taxi Cab Confessions, number one. Number two, I fill to fill, Keith.
Yeah, what's that?
I philosophize.
Yeah, you got it.
How do you say that?
I can't.
It's a philosophy thing, is the point.
There it is.
I fill.
That's
to
how
fill.
They met.
Yes.
Super popular. That's the only picture on Instagram with the hashtag.
She was in philosophy 101.
How did we not get that?
He was helping her out with that. All right.
I philosophize. Philosophize.
She's got it.
Whatever it is. She's right around it. No wonder she's filled to fill. It makes much more sense.
I philosophize to philosophize.
Even if it sounds filthy. 617-779-7937.
Maybe that's one where you write the whole thing out.
Yeah. You don't even have to say it. You just write it out. It looks better in print.
Yeah.
We'll get to WEEI afternoon, see what they have coming up at 2 o'clock. Plus, we still have our clip du jour on the way. Billy Lanny with all the latest and trending. And then it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab bag!